Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Welcome to Bachelor entering the top five. My goodness, this season, I can't deal with how much drama is happening within the girls on this season. Someone who managed to kind of not be too involved in it, which I bow down to for not getting involved, was Maddie, great name,
great
and
name.
She joins us on the phone. Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, we're fantastic, Maddie. Now, like Maddie was saying, it's been a bit of a crazy season so far. How was the transition for you going back into the house after all those months of Zoom meetings? Was it weird?
That was so weird. It was so crazy. You know, we stopped filming, we went home, and we didn't know what was going to happen. Then we did Love in Lockdown, and then finally we got back to the mansion after so many months, and I guess I was just worried whether Lockie had forgotten about who I was.
Oh,
because that's part of the thing. Like, he's been really focused on what seems other girls this season, yep. And then the drama that's going on between them, which is just stupid if you ask me. Being like, why are you getting mad at me for kissing Lockie? You're all on The Bachelor.
Anyway.
Last night's intimacy coaching session thing with Georgia was quite interesting. Did it feel just as awkward for you guys as it did for us watching it?
Oh, you know what? I said that that's not me at all. And it was like my worst nightmare of a date.
Oh.
I felt so awkward. And especially because I hadn't had that one-on-one time with Lockie, hadn't got intimate with him at all. And then I'm expected to touch him while he's blindfolded. I was just, it was awkward.
It was a bit much. I couldn't even picture like my boyfriend and I who've been together for a year, him standing there in his underwear being like, make your mark. I'd be like,
oh.
I feel like it's just a little bit weird. But anyways, now one of the big talking points of last night's episode, apart from that awkward session, was Juliet and her storming out. Do you really think that TikTok stars have been sliding into her DMs?
You know what? Who knows? Juliet is very out there, so I'm sure she attracts a lot of attention. But I did have a little giggle to myself because obviously I didn't know that conversation between Julie and Lockie happened. So I found it just as entertaining as you guys.
Okay, good. Speaking of sliding into DMs, though, has anyone been sliding into yours? How's the life after Batchy going?
No, unfortunately not. I don't know if I just didn't make my mark on the season, but no one has been to my DMs. I have got some really nice supportive messages though, which has been really unexpected, which has been really lovely. On the guy front, no one.
Oh, I reckon in the next couple of days, because we only found out yesterday that you are now eligible again. I reckon within the next 48 hours, you might have a couple of little cheeky DMs in there, I think.
Who knows? Fingers crossed.
What was your favourite part about being on The Bachelor?
I went on there not knowing what to expect, and it was better than I could have imagined. And just meeting the girls, it was great to meet Lockie, but unfortunately, obviously, there was no connection there between us. But I've made some lifelong friends.
Aww.
It's been really nice.
Well, that's good. So glad to hear that you had a decent time on The Bachelor. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with everything.
Thank you.
Good luck with those DMs.
Mm.
Oh, thank you.